Oasis Audio presents Sisters of the Quilt, Book 2, When the Morning Comes, by Cindy Woodsmall, read for you by Jill Schellebarger. Chapter 1. Hannah gripped the railing as the train squealed and moaned, coming to a halt. Her body ached from the absence of the life she'd carried inside her only days ago. When the conductor opened the door to the outside, a cold blast of night air stole her breath. He stepped off the train with her bag in hand and turned to help her onto the platform. "It's bad out here tonight." The man glanced across the empty parking lot, then passed her the traveling bag. It weighed little in spite of carrying all she owned, all she'd begin this new life with. "You got somebody meeting you, young lady?" Wishing she had a decent answer to that question, Hannah studied her surroundings. The old depot was dark and deserted. Not one sign of life anywhere, except on the train that was about to depart. She glanced the length of the train in both directions. There wasn't another soul getting off. The conductor's face wrinkled with concern.
"The building stays locked 24/7. It's no longer an operating depot, but we drop people off here anyway. When somebody lands in Alliance, they better have made plans."
A few hundred feet to her right stood a small blue sign with a white outline of a phone on it. "I've got plans," she whispered, hoping he wouldn't ask any other questions. He nodded, grabbed the two-way radio off his hip, and said something into it. Of course he wouldn't ask anything else. He had a job to do, a train to catch. As he stepped back onto the train, it slowly pulled away, its whistle sounding long and loud. For hours as she'd traveled...